RJ Young no longer considers COVID-19 as the biggest threat to his health. As a millennial Black man living in Tulsa, he says racism has yet again become the greatest threat to his well-being. In his audio diary, Young talks about the latest Black Lives Matter protests and how he is terrified to be a Black man living in a city that, nearly a century ago, was the site of one of the worst acts of racial violence.
I'm RJ Young. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm a sports talk show host and sports writer. The year I turned 29, then Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby killed Terrence Crutcher while he stood unarmed in the middle of the street in my hometown. This summer I will turn 33 and George Floyd was choked to death with a knee over his throat by yet another man who brought a violent end to a Black man under the guise of being a peace officer. Floyd couldn't breathe, and right now the only thing I can do is hold my breath. Since Floyd's death, I've heard from folks in my life. Some of them are white. The ones I trust in discussions about race, I talk to on the phone and text with. It's worth noting, I haven't talked to many white people lately. Because 99 years after the Tulsa race massacre, I am terrified to be a Black man in Tulsa. I've heard from Black friends who have purchased guns over the weekend. They have decided this is the only way they can ensure protection because they don't feel their white friends will protect them. I am a millennial Black man, and this is what my normal looks like. Last Sunday, I jumped into my truck, pulled onto the street, and took the on-ramp to Highway 75 in Tulsa. I took the Pine exit and then took Pine to Greenwood to approach the Cultural Center from the north. I didn't participate in the Black Lives Matter protest so much as I watched others participate in it. They wore masks, they held signs, they chanted together, marched together, at a time when we're all supposed to be at home for threat of a pandemic that all of a sudden is not the most threatening disease in my life anymore. No, racism has taken back the number one spot in the power rankings. So many of them came to the protest later. In part because the traffic was so fierce that the crush of cars made parking difficult. If you approached from the north side, like me, you likely would have found parking right away, but you'd have to know your way around the north side first. You'd have to drive by the Hutcherson YMCA, Carver Middle School, the Dollar General, church after church, and the building with the name of a historically Black university on it. You'd have to know this place, this part of Tulsa that helped raise me. You'd have to know its people. You'd have to frequent it enough to no longer be considered a visitor, but a stakeholder. You'd have to care on days when the rest of the world seems not to. You'd have to care about the Black folks who live here, send their kids to school here, and still feel as if their fears are not taken seriously. You'd have to know that saying you don't see skin color is to deny their and my reality. I am a Black man. To see me is to see a tattooed Black man with muscles, a head full of locks, and an affinity for skinny jeans and Space Jam 11s. Because I can't actually wear a sign on my chest that says I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm a graduate of the University of Tulsa. This is my home. I love Jason Isbell's music and I cling to Elmer Leonard's novels, and I'm in pain. And I'm scared of the world. But I'm not so scared that I don't want to engage with you in meaningful ways, and I haven't lost hope in the idea of the impossible being within our grasp. The impossible is the least one can demand. I didn't write that, James Baldwin did. I just decided he was right.
This story was produced by KOSU's Caitlin Mills and Matthew Viriapa as part of the America Amplified initiative. America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.